From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel. Every day, it seems, some new buzzword pops up to describe the latest sound in music. There are countless new genres and subgenres to the point where it becomes hard to keep up, and even harder to figure out where the latest craze came from. Well, fortunately, NPR has Sammy Yenigun to clue us into the latest in dance music. It's called Mumbatone, and it started here in Washington, D.C.
It all started at a skipping party.
In hopes of not getting anyone in trouble, yeah, a skipping party is when kids basically play hooky and throw a basement party at their friend's house.
Dave Natta's one half of the duo Nattastrum. He's a DJ and a producer from Washington, D.C. In 2009, at the request of his little cousin, Natta agreed to spin for a group of class-cutting kids. But when he showed up to play, there was a problem.
The kids that were all there were listening to not what I would be playing. They were listening to reggaeton and bachata, like Latin music. I was like, all right, I don't want to mess up the vibe and play fast techno electro club music. This is the kind of music I had, and I thought to myself, I was like, well, what if I slow down these records that I have? And I slowed down this one track called Mumba, and lo and behold, it popped off.
When Natta saw the crowd reaction, he knew he'd struck gold. And this is how dance music's hottest new genre began. At a basic level, Mumbatone is a cross between Dutch house music and reggaeton, a blend of West Indian and Latin styles that grew up in Puerto Rico. Natta added to this foundation
Latin vocals and certain rhythms like the popular action rhythm. There's dembo, which is like doom. Or like a cumbia like shake where it's like. And also thinking about certain arrangements in house music where the beat drops out and you have really dramatic builds and then the beat comes back in.
When the bass drops, we gon' do it!
These parts all come together at a slowed down tempo of 108 beats per minute. Unlike most genres, the sound took hold internationally before it got big in any one place. DJ Diplo, who has a reputation for exposing smaller genres to larger audiences, explains.
It was global from the beginning. With something like dubstep, that was sort of like centered in London and then moved to, you know, America and Canada and, you know, Australia. But the Mumbatone, it just happened everywhere, man. I was getting things from all over the place.
One of those places was Rotterdam, where the 21-year-old producer Munchi first heard Dave Natta's work online. A Dutchman of Dominican descent, he couldn't believe what he'd found.
When I heard that, it was like, this is what I have to do, this is what I was searching for. And then the same night that I heard it, I made the whole Mumbatone EP and put it online. And then after that, kind of blew up, you know.
Putting his own work online, Munchi's gained a lot of attention and has already spawned a group of subgenres with names like Mumbacore, Mumbastep, Mumbachero, and Mumbasoul. Mumbasoul, for example, keeps Mumbatone's tempo and rhythms, but samples soul records instead of Latin records for a sexier feel. In the upcoming months, Diplo's label Mad Decent is putting out a Mumbatone compilation that will feature work from Dave Natta, Munchi, and many more producers who met each other over an internet connection.
It's like a whole community thing, like a family, I guess.
And it's a family that looks out for its members, Just 2 days after I spoke to Munchie, he suffered an intracerebral hemorrhage and fell into a coma. He's since woken and is recovering, but he's been slammed with medical bills. These friends that he's made online, through making Moombatone, they're throwing him a party in April to help pay his expenses. Sammy Yenigan, NPR News.
And you can hear more Moombatone at our music news blog at npr.org/the record.